Welcome to the Valley Outdoors. We've got Don here.
I'm here.
Ava,
I'm
here.
Hello.
And me. I'm Eric. I'm here. And we are going to have a fantastic show today. We have got a great guest, Brian Robison, former of the Minnesota Vikings. He's going to come on and talk a little bit about his tournament fishing experience, because I talked to him a while back when we were hanging out at the Mall of America one time, and he said he was going to get into tournament fishing. I said, okay, that's great. So he's into that. And he has the also what's called the Reel 'Em In Foundation. So we're going to a little bit about that as well. And we're going to find out all about that when we come back for more Valley Outdoors. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. Guys, we got a cool show. I'm pretty excited.
I'm excited.
Yeah, it's cool. We're in the football season.
Yeah, temperature has dropped.
Got a former football player coming on board.
Okay.
And a friend of mine that was, when I first met Brian, it was pretty funny at the Mall of America. He saw my boat was camouflaged at the time with the Lost Camo, Mountain Dew Lost Camo can kind of thing. And he thought that was the coolest thing. He said, oh, that's so awesome. Can I get your phone number? He says to me. Sure. So, yeah, pretty cool deal. And a super nice guy. He actually went and bought a bunch of football stuff of his own, paid his own money to go buy it at the store in the Mall of America to have people come in to the booth there and give it away. That was pretty cool. So, good guy. Super guy. Talk about fishing. Talk about the Reel 'Em In Foundation. That'll be coming up on the second segment of the show. So we'll be coming about that. I assume, Don.
Yes.
By the time many people are listening to this, they're going to be where?
Well, they should be out in their stands or walking through the woods.
Possibly.
Looking for Mr. Big Rack, I'm guessing.
Could be. Or they could maybe, I don't know if they can get it earlier or not. I don't know. We'll see.
Well.
Who knows? Download? Possible. But I guess one of the important things when you're looking at deer hunting, whether it's this weekend or any weekend, we're looking at some warmer than average temperatures at that point. It's going to be 65 on Sunday. So, and that's in Red Wing. Granted, it may further north, maybe a bit tempered more so, not quite. But if it's 60, 55, 60 for a high, you're not looking at, you know, high 40s for an overnight. And, you know, it makes for a warm walk heading out in the morning. And, you know, one of the big things I think is everybody talks about scent. When you're, you know, making sure you don't have the scent, you wash your clothes, you do all that. Well, it's not going to help when you're walking out to your stand and you're working up a sweat, and then you sit in your stand and you're sweating like a, anyway, whatever, stuck
profusely.
Pig, whatever. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, so it ends up being dress appropriately to walk in, but walk at a pace where you're also not going to overheat. And I think that's one of the biggest things. So many people are anxious to get into their stands, and all of a sudden it's like they're walking 400 miles an hour. So then they work up a sweat. And also, if you're walking in the dark, we all know when the deer are bedded down, if you're walking 400 miles an hour through the woods, odds are you're probably going to be making a fair amount of noise. If you take your time, you don't work up a sweat. You take your time, you're not making as much noise. You're letting the woods stay relatively quiet. You're not necessarily spooking animals at the same time. Allow yourself the time to get into a stand. Be comfortable.
Yeah, but early morning, it's going to be a lower temperature. You know, it's going to be cool. So I, you know, recommend opening up your jackets and letting them breathe so that you don't get overheated by the time you get there.
Well, and it's going to be 45 probably overnight lows. I looked at that earlier. So, I mean, we're looking at walking out and it's that temperature. That's warm.
Yeah. It'll be nice sitting in the stand.
Put a light jacket, just a very light jacket or something similar on, just so you're not going to make sure you're overheated. And really what that does is those things will equal good success. And you got to set yourself up to success. It's just like fishing. If you do all the right things, you're going to be more successful. If you get the right line, the right size hooks, all the important colors and everything else, you're going to set yourself up. But as soon as you start missing a couple key things here and here and here and here, odds of being successful drop off dramatically. So
right.
Bait, whatever it might be. So just also, as we always have said, be careful out there. Wear your strap in the stand. Always make sure that you carry that weapon appropriately and load it up and down as far as into the stand with a separate rope. Do not carry, try and carry it up while you're climbing. So just be aware of the safety factors that can make your day much better.
And good luck.
Out in the woods, exactly. Make it happen. I think this story is pretty funny. Don, son convinces father not to eat Pennsylvania's new state record walleye, potential new state record walleye. The individual, he was elated with a 27-inch, 9-pound walleye until it was displaced just hours later for the fish almost twice that size. If accepted by the state, it will become the new Pennsylvania state record for species, edging out the standing record for 4 decades by nearly 0.5 pound. To hook this on a walleye on a creek chub minnow in the evening, fought it for about 20 minutes, used 6-pound test line, which is for an 18-pound fish,
that's pretty good.
That's pretty solid. And very supple noodle rod. Well, no wonder. That's probably the reason. His son was with this gentleman, and he netted the heavy walleye. When the net's handle broke, the father-son team, and then they were able to muscle the fish to shore where they waited. Now, they were shore fishing.
Right.
Bottomed out an old spring scale they had with them, and they kept the fish alive in the homemade bait tank. And when they researched state record, realized it was a potential record, and it was going to replace it. They got the walleye to a certified grocery store scale, 18 pounds, 0.14 ounces, and that current record is 17 pounds, 9 ounces. Notified the Fish and Boat Commission that they had confirmed the walleye, and right now it does beat the record. They just make sure the paperwork's filled out correctly. Father wanted to clean and eat the big walleye right away, but his son stopped him so the fish could actually be measured and weighed. He almost filleted, but I made him wait until we checked the books. Sure enough, he put the knife down. Will be mounted by a taxidermist, hoping for the replica mount. It should be they could still enjoy the walleye feast, so they are going to eat that fish.
Oh my goodness!
But apparently, by that time, I think it was probably past the point of no return, as the saying goes.
Well, right, they're not going to keep it alive, but
no. So that's that was a bit of a problem.
That's a big fish.
Yeah,
got a picture
exactly,
right here.
Exactly. One quick story we've got. The DNR will require testing for chronic wasting disease, and that's going to be for the opener. That's going to be in for November 6th and 7th, the opening weekend of A and B deer seasons. Any harvested in any of the DNR CWD zones must be tested. Statewide A season is November 6th, 7th, while the Southwest only B is November 20th and 21st. We'll have a link on our website to get to that, and really important to make sure you do that. So check that out. This is the first time it's actually been required to test in those zones. So be aware of where you're hunting and if you need to have that checked out. Well, stay tuned. Coming back, we are going to have, that's right, Brian Robinson. We're going to talk a little Vikings and a little bit of fishing right when we come back.